Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, it's getting to be the dog days of summer, if you will, with things heating up and rain being a little bit spotty this time of year. We're starting to get quite a few phone calls about how folks take care of their lawn. Of course, the first question we get is, how much should I water and when should I start watering? Which is a great question and something that folks need to take into consideration this time of year if you haven't been getting the rainfall that you'd like to keep that lawn nice and green. Basically, it depends on what you want your lawn to look like. You have two options when you have hot, dry weather. You can either allow the grass to go dormant or water it regularly enough to keep it that nice, bright green. Letting the lawn go dormant won't necessarily hurt it and can actually help build and strengthen the root system of the lawn, but it may not look quite as pretty as a bright green lawn. So again, you have a couple of options. If you do have a cool season grass, such as Kentucky bluegrass, which is a very common lawn grass in Iowa, it can survive long periods of hot, dry weather. In the dry weather, the shoots will stop growing a little bit and the plants will go dormant. This is a natural survival mechanism and will not injure the grass. While the leaves may have turned brown and died back a bit, the roots and crowns of the turf grass stay alive and will come back as soon as they receive adequate water. Generally, Kentucky bluegrass and similar cool season grasses can remain dormant for about 4 to 6 weeks without suffering any significant damage. Now, we did have some really hot, dry conditions last year with the drought, and where those grasses sat dormant for longer than 6 weeks, up to 8 weeks, there was actually some death of certain parts of the lawn. So you do have to be a little bit careful. Hopefully, we are not in that much of a drought, similar weather pattern for this summer. I don't think we have any lawns at this week that are beyond 6 weeks of water. So with cool season grasses, again, they may die if they're dormant for more than 6 to 8 weeks. If you do have dormant grass, it's best to water it if it's been dormant for at least 6 weeks. You want to apply about 1 to 1.5 inches of water in a single application and then water again 7 days later. It will not come back and green up after that first application. It'll just kind of wake it up and it will come back after that second application 7 days later and should start greening back up. And that's how you know that the crowns are still alive and your grass is still nice and healthy. When you are watering the lawn, or if you do decide that you want to keep it green throughout the summer, you need to get it about 1 to 1.5 inches of water per week. When you're watering the lawn, you want to apply this amount in a single application or maybe two applications, so maybe once or twice a week, but overall in any given week, you don't want to total much more than 1 to 1.5 inches or you're pretty much wasting water. You want to avoid those frequent light applications of water because they'll promote shallow rooting of the grass and they'll promote very lush growth, which looks good, but it's very much less drought tolerant. If you are watering your grass just a little bit every day and you miss even a day or two, it doesn't have the root structure to support that and will start to go brown almost immediately. It's also more susceptible to pest problems because that big lush growth is very attractive to pests and also doesn't allow the grass to dry. It keeps the moisture and humidity in there, so it can be problems with fungal issues as well. If you have a sprinkler and you're wanting to make sure that your grass gets about 1 to 1.5 inches a week and you have no idea how much that is, you can buy a couple rain gauges and just set them out in the sprinkler pattern and see when you've hit about that 1 to 1.5 inches in multiple parts of the sprinkler spray pattern. If you're wanting to know when to begin watering your lawn, basically, the best way to tell is just by looking at your grass. The ideal time to water the lawn is at the first sign of water stress. Any turf grass that's receiving adequate amounts of water would normally be a very dark green in color. One of the first signs of water stress, such as for bluegrass, would be a bluish green color when it kind of starts to turn colors. You can tell that it looks a little heat stress. Another good way to tell is if footprints remain in the turf after walking across an area, or tire prints after you push a lawnmower or a wheelbarrow or something like that. If you are deciding to water your lawn, the best time of day to do it is early in the morning. This would be from about 5 to 9 a.m. This morning application will allow the water to soak deeply into the soil with little water being lost to evaporation. When the watering is complete, the turf grass will dry quickly on the upper leaves due to the increased heat and usually wind that happens during the middle part of the day. Watering at midday is less efficient because it will evaporate quickly in the heat of midday, and these strong winds may also cause uneven water distribution. They may also carry the water onto driveways, sidewalks, and streets, and again, that wastes water and costs money ultimately. Watering lawns in late afternoon or evening may increase disease problems because it won't allow all the water to evaporate, and you'll have, again, those humidity problems and fungal issues if you do that. So for more information on dry lawns, watering lawns, or anything related to the yard and garden, you can give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office, 712-243-1132. Stop by our office at 805 West 10th Street there on the fairgrounds, or you can find us online anytime. Just look up Cass County Iowa State University Extension for a full list of resources for everything for home, garden, and beyond. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.